Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, May 20th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Eritrea tops today's newscast. There are 16 pastors and nearly 900 believers being held in deplorable conditions, arrested for their practicing faith. But Open Doors, Carl Muller says it's not intimidating evangelistic pursuit.
They are bold in their witness. They continue to place themselves right on the front lines of faith where it costs the most. And Open Doors and other ministries are engaged with supporting this type of work, supporting the church in this community, and continue to see God raise up vital churches despite this persecution.
Next, the man accused of murdering missionary Graham Staines and his two sons 6 years ago will not face the death sentence. Published reports indicate the Orissa High Court yesterday reduced Dara Singh's sentence to life imprisonment. But government authorities will ask the Supreme Court to reinstate the death penalty. The case drew attention to the missionary work the Staines were involved with. And Evangelicube International's E3 program is seeing great success in East Africa. Evangelicube's Tom Doyle says their approach is building bridges between Christians in the West and national believers on the mission field. E3 partners support these national church leaders at about $30 a month. Doyle says they trained 12,000 people in East Africa last month.
They went out and started to make presentations with the Cube in places where they don't have churches. And just within a few days, 5,348 people were led to Christ. 33 churches were planted. Many more are coming.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.